Miguel, first of all, man, I just want to say thank you for getting up early in the morning.
Oh, no, thanks for having us, for real.
Yeah, I mean, because you're on L.A. time, so that means it's early for you.
It's all right.
It's all right, huh? Hey, first of all, man, saw your show last night, and I got to say, you know, your performance was phenomenal. The voice was strong. It sounded like the records.
Thank you, man.
There was no flaws. You're legitimate. And I said to my wife, I said, this dude is the next big, big star.
Wow. Thank you.
You're already there, but I'm talking on some Prince level, man. I'm just talking years and years because your music's incredible. And, you know, I'm stroking and everything, man, but because it was a really great show.
No, he called me this morning. 5:30.
Yeah, I said
we're on our way to work. I'm like, could you wait till we get to work? Till we can talk about it then. Oh man, Miguel was the ish. I was like, okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. No, but I have never seen you perform. I mean, I've seen you on like award shows and stuff, but you doing your own thing, connecting with the audience, man.
Thank you.
And you know, I thought at first, I said, man, you've been influenced by a few people. Would Prince be one of those people?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was crazy.
One of my favorite artists.
But last night, I felt bad for you when you sang that girl, Is It My Kitty Cat? And she said no. And you just like, okay, I can't win them all.
But.
Oh, see, later it was? Wait.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
See, what had happened was. You know what? She was in front of everybody.
Right.
And what everyone else didn't know is that she had come with I feel like she came with a friend.
Right.
He was standing there looking at us.
That's what it was.
So when I turned her around and asked the question, he was looking dead at her.
Right.
Yeah, you put her in a bad spot.
But her body language and her eyes said a different answer. But that's why I wasn't really upset at her answer. It was okay.
Right.
You know,
Kaleidoscope Dream. The album's coming out next week.
Indeed.
And of course, why you call it Kaleidoscope Dream?
I mean, Kaleidoscope Dream is a metaphor for life. Everyone has their own kaleidoscope dream. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has their own idea of the way that life is supposed to be.
Right.
How it's supposed to be experienced. That's all shaped by, you know, how we were raised.
Right.
The way that we look at life, how we deal with each other, our subconscious thought patterns. You know, our conscious choices.
You're getting deep, man. You're getting deep on us now.
I know. Everybody in here is lost. We're like,
whoa.
It's too early, man.
He's from L.A. What part of L.A. did you grow up in?
I grew up in San Pedro, but I grew up everywhere.
Right.
I went to high school in San Pedro. Shout out to San Pedro.
Right.
But I grew up in Carson, Torrance, South Central.
You didn't live in the hard streets of Sherman Oaks. That's where I'm from, Sherman Oaks. The Valley. What? Nobody went over to SO, man.
Where is that where you really
from? Yeah, that's
where I'm from. Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah. It's LA, dude. I'm like, okay, that's a good look. You know, let me ask you, man. Obviously, you have taken the world by storm. Your first album was off the chain.
Thank you, man.
I heard you play a couple of cuts from the new one.
Okay.
And, you know, normally when people hear something for the very first time, they're just kind of, oh, let me just kind of listen.
Right.
They were rocking to it.
Man,
Yeah, I mean, you could see that. You feed off of that, right?
It was cool. I mean, I try and pay attention.
This is going to be huge.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you, man, if this did not happen for you,
right?
If you weren't singing, what would Miguel be doing right now?
Oh, man, I'd be a photographer for sure.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Only because.
So you would be an artist either way in some form or fashion?
Yeah, I do this. I do this because I have to.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm a creative individual, and I really feel like for my own mental health, I have to express creatively, because otherwise I drive myself crazy.
It's crazy that you say that, because if I wasn't on the radio, guess what I would do?
Free to stone. We're not doing that. We are not doing that. You are not saying.
I would sing and dance.
You don't know.
No, that's not happening. Are all the albums,
passes.
All the cuts on here clean?
Yeah, this is,
he's not singing about any kitty cats or anything like that.
What?
Is this kitty cat mine?
What's your favorite song?
They're all, and this is like of course they're all your favorite, but the album is, it's comprised
of. It's a kaleidoscope of things.
Yeah, it just really is.
Well, what cut can we do first?
Let's play The Thrill.
The thrill.
Somebody said The Thrill. Play The Thrill. You like that? That's your favorite?
That's
your favorite? You ain't even out yet.
Time to wake that ass up, so let's play.
Let's wake that ass up.
Oh, she done bought the CD. You just went there.
All right, let's go.
Got that.
Okay. Miguel hanging out with us, y'all. 1-877 Partial. Get us a call.
I never wanna close my eyes.
We gotta slow down here for a second. Wow.
I was like, did you just say that on the radio? Thank God your mic was off, Mr. Parr.
Okay, did I?
No, you didn't.
No,
your mic was off.
We left the concert last night. We were looking for this cut. The Kitty Cat is Mine.
Is it Party Is Mine?
She thought it was on like a mixtape.
The Party Is Mine.
Oh, The Party Is Mine.
It's, maybe it says Panty Is Mine.
Okay. Panty? Okay.
Putty.
What else? You're trying to, you're working for it. Okay. Miguel's Kaleidoscope Dream, man. I got to tell you right now, man, this is going to be the album of the year.
And, you know, October 2nd.
October 2nd. You know,
get that this week coming up.
A lot of people were making some comments about, like, oh, you didn't win a Grammy and you were irritated and so on and so forth. And you know what? Some people are like, oh, well, you, man, he's just out the gate here and so on. I like that. I like somebody that expects to win, you know? And I thought that said a lot about your character,
well,
you know?
What I will say is that I'm a competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think reassessing and in retrospect, and putting everything into perspective, I make music because, like I said, I have to make music.
Right.
It's something that it's an extension of me, and if I didn't make money from it, I would do it anyway. So
right.
Putting everything into perspective, as much as the accolades are an amazing cherry on top, you mm-hmm. know, and I would love to win Grammys and to be recognized for the music and whatnot by my peers and so on and so forth.
So
it's more important for the music to connect with the audience.
Did the business find you, or did you find the business?
I'm not really sure how to answer that question. I knew I wanted to be a musician from jump,
right.
You know, and I guess I sought it out.
Right.
I mean, I remember having a conversation with my mother at about 14, like, Mom, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be...
Were you always singing?
Always, always, yeah.
Okay.
And have you always had a great voice, or did you have to work on it?
I was blessed with a head start. You know?
Me too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Venus, don't do this. The album drops on October 2nd. I predict it to be the number one album. This will be your best album of the year in your collection. I'm going to take it. Just based on your performance last night.
Wow.
It's called Kaleidoscope Dream. Make sure y'all check
it
out. Frida's asked, you asked him a question about who he who he looks up to.
Who are some singers that you respect and that you like?
Between Bill Withers, definitely Prince,
mm-hmm.
Van Morrison. I think those are my three largest vocal influences.
I noticed you didn't mention Tito Jackson.
Not at all.
What's up with you? What's wrong with you?
She's an L.A. boy. I mean, y'all need to stick
together.
Said
you knew Raheem. Raheem, you like Raheem stuff?
Yeah, Raheem is, honestly, and I was saying this while we were kind of during on a break, but I remember getting his first album and just being like, blown away about, you know, just the entire presentation of his first album just really was amazing.
Yeah.
And of course all the music that followed that, but
Raheem
I remember
Devon.
Discovering him as an artist and just being like, damn, back to the drawing board.
Did it go anything like this? Lonely butterfly, take me home.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
She dug in for that one.
Hey, save it. Save it. You're going to need that.
Told you. I told you.
You know, we do put a test to people when they come in studio. Frida's, enough.
That's Frida's. Enough, baby.
Did she say London?
I think she did. All right, listen, man. Promoting this album, right?
Absolutely.
Are you performing everywhere? Where are you going next?
We play Philadelphia tonight, actually.
All right.
Then we'll play Boston.
Right.
Then we'll go to Atlanta for the Hip Hop Awards, which we were...
The people in Philadelphia, by the way, are violent. They're violent people.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
Well, that too, and they use guys use eyeliners in their beard, but it's all right.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
Well, some that's the funniest right thing now. I've ever heard.
My bad. They do. And I think the question here, how many drinks? Oh, that's the next song.
Oh, there we go.
Try, let's do it.
Was that a tie-in or what?
You know what? You are so
putting
good.
It all together.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
thank
it.
You. Miguel, y'all. The problem with your records, your album here is you don't know which one is your favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, this
God,
is
love.
No,
man.
This
Rush,
is nice.
Thank you.
I cool. like this, man. Of course, cool, man. In case you guys didn't know that Miguel and I are going to be at the Circle City Classic in Naptown. Of course, I'm going to be the Grand Marshal, and you're going to be performing there.
Word
I don't
up.
Know if they told you yet, but
you know
now.
Now you know.
That's what you're going to be doing. You know, listen, I want to thank you. Hey, ladies, do we get thumbs up on this album?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we got that. Yeah. Okay. Y'all say that because you got free food, too.
Right. We bribed them for that.
There we go. But I am telling you once again, man, I'm putting my official endorsement on this album.
Thank you.
If you get a chance and he's coming around to your city, everybody listening,
oh, yeah,
check him out.
Go see Miguel perform. He's got a full band. You take the band with you everywhere.
Absolutely. My band, my production, everything.
Can you guys give Miguel some love, please?
Of course.
The album.
Big shout. Big shout to everyone who's tuned in. Of course, you're here for the Russ Paul Show and the morning show and all that. But thank you for staying tuned in and listening to the album. We appreciate the love, and you can get it next Tuesday online or in stores. It's called Kaleidoscope Dream. If you want to keep in contact, can I tell them where
of course.
It
is? Absolutely. Of course.
You can hit me on Twitter, of course, twitter.com/MiguelUnlimited.
That's
right. Sing it.
Well, friends, don't start
London?
That. Yes, make sure y'all get that October 2nd. Of course, Kaleidoscope Dream. And if you see him in concert, man, you're going to love it. One more time, y'all. Give it up for Miguel.